This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Late Night Drive. My name is Ellie Schnitt.
I'm Michaela Oakland.
And we're so happy to welcome you in our little, well, I guess this month, my God, this month it's a sleigh, right?
It is a sleigh. It's going to be a sleigh all month.
It's going to be a sleigh all month.
It's going to be, wait, should that be
one thing about this podcast? It's going to be a sleigh this month.
Our vibes are good. My vibes are good. Ellie, how are your vibes?
I'm so tired. I did not get to rest at all for the last couple days, and I got a flu shot and my arm is so sore. But if you haven't gotten your flu shot, you should get your flu shot, because getting the flu is the worst thing in the world, and if you get pneumonia, you can just like die. So just get your flu shot.
Right. And why couldn't you rest for the last few days?
I had a guest. I had someone staying with me. And you know how guests are. You have to play
they
with
keep
them.
You up all night.
Actually, we went to bed at very reasonable hours, you pervert.
So then why weren't you able to rest?
Because we were just doing stuff all the time, you know? Now, I don't know how much you know about me, but I don't do that much stuff.
Like, right. Yeah.
In terms of activities, I do like 2 activities a week. That's sort of my maximum.
Max.
Like, yeah, I'm max. A sleepy, sleepy little girl. Part of it because I am ill and I don't have that much energy to begin with. But, you know, you have someone there and you want to like do activities with them. Like, we went ice skating.
Yeah. Give me a report on the ice skating.
Terrible.
Are you ready to?
Hated
you ready
it.
To? Okay.
Never doing that again. It was.
No future lessons, no interest.
Objectively,
when you come out to LA.
One of the worst things I've ever done in my whole life.
Oh my God, you
listen.
Are so.
It's so scary. It's so scary. And there's like no reason for it to be that scary. Like, even when I was doing it and I was like, okay, like I get it. I get the motion. It's still scary.
Yeah, when I was younger and I was a competitive ice skater.
Yes.
Well, I used to like. Go onto the ice knowing that I was going to eat shit. Like, I was going to fall really hard and I just had to be okay with that. Because when you're practicing, like, axles and stuff, you just are going to... Like, I did have, like, pads that I would wear in my butt and stuff because I got bad tailbone injuries. And, like, it was bad. And now when I go to ice skate, I'm like, I don't want to try any jumps. I'm so scared of falling. How did I used to just, like, be okay with the fact that I was going to fall all the time?
It's
like, that's crazy.
So scary. And there were so many people there. So, like, it would have been really embarrassing to, like, fall in front. Because there were, like... 3-year-olds who were like skating full,
of course,
like
yeah.
not scared at all. Meanwhile, I'm holding the wall and
well,
I'm
the
clutching.
3-year-olds aren't that far from the ground. So if they
exactly.
fall, it's like not a big deal.
It doesn't hurt as
it's
much.
Not, their life isn't in
they
danger.
Fall all the time. And
now, I'm not going to make a comment about
to, no, look, to be fair, I'm not that far from the ground, but like I was far enough where I was like, I'm not doing that. And also,
yeah.
I'm like holding on to this man for dear life to the point where after we got off the ice, my hand. Hurt from how hard I was holding his hand. I don't know. He probably
he
had
skate?
Loss of circulation. Yeah, he skated. He's fine. He is, like has skateboarded and stuff, so he's got good balance. But even mm-hmm. he was like, no, it was scary. I don't like it.
Yeah. I mean, ice skating, I think, isn't something that one session you're going to come out of it and be like, whoa, that's amazing. But I will say that once you can get past, I don't know, however long it takes for you to feel comfortable just like going backwards and forwards at a normal speed, it's like a very free feeling. It is like a really fun, like it makes me feel, I mean, part of it's probably nostalgia, but also it's just like I've always felt, it's like, not to be so cliche, but like the closest we can get to flying.
No, that's cute. I think that's cute. And I think if I wasn't so fucking scared of everything all the time, it probably would have been more fun. It was the one thing all, like the whole time he was here that we were both like, yeah, we probably could have just gone to a holiday market and walked around on dry land instead of like, once we got like off the ice. There was
regret about it.
There was a little regret about the ice skating. Like, it's good to try new things. I tried sardines this week.
What was the takeaway?
Really salty.
Yeah, can't not imagine in a good way.
Yeah, good. It was fine. It wasn't something I would eat again. I wasn't like, ugh, disgusting, but I was like, it's probably not for me, but glad that I tried it and glad that I tried the ice skating, like glad that we like attempted. But oh my God, we were both like, yeah, that was not what we really wanted to do. But everything else was nice. He met some of my friends. I met one of his friends. We had a lot of good food and there was a lot of sort of like laying also, which was nice. But yeah, I'm sleepy. I'm like real sleepy. Yeah, but it was like really lovely and I had a really good time and just had so much fun. Like, yeah, I'm like tired and like I'll joke about being like super sleepy, eepy and sleepy, but like would not have changed it. It was perfect and I had so much fun.
Gay. Oh my God. Gay.
Yeah. Why gay?
I don't know. It just feels that I want to say.
It feels gay.
Feels gay, derogatory gay.
Oh.
You know, like in 2005 when people would say gay,
you're like, that's, oh, that's what I'm so doing. Gay, like,
you, that's so gay.
Oh, you're like,
yeah.
You like, you, my happiness is you to you.
No, you're just being so gay.
I'm being normal. I'm being so normal style.
No, you got a straight you got a text from someone saying, I think you're the straightest person I know. And then I saw a tweet that was like, if sexuality is a spectrum, that means that there's someone who's the gayest. And I was, and like, I saw those within a day of each other. And it was really funny.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Well, whatever.
What did you say to get someone to say that you're the straightest person they know?
I said that I was bringing this straight man to meet my friends who are all gay. All of them. Like, I'm the token straight. And so sort of bringing a straight man around them feels like a hate crime. And and she was like, yeah, well, yes, you are the straightest person that I know.
Honestly, being friends with you reminds other people
how
that gay
they are. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Even if they're not like that gay, talking to you is like, whoa, I'm gay as fuck.
I'm like the good luck Chuck of gay. Like, being with me reminds you that you're gay.
I haven't seen Good Luck Chuck. I'm so sorry.
Right.
What is,
well,
it
the
movie?
Premise is that he's the last person that everyone dates before they get married. So I'm sort of like the friend you hang out with to realize that you're gay.
Whoa. You kind of are. You actually kind of are.
I kind of am.
Moving on.
Moving on.
This, I'm glad that I wrote this down last week because I've already forgotten about it. But Dumois, I have hated this account for so long. Is that how it's pronounced?
Dumois, yeah.
Dumois. I used to think it was like Dumois, but then I heard a TikTok about it recently that said Dumois.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm going to remember to pronounce that
and
right.
And then you did, and you crushed it.
And as soon as I said it, I was like, did I do the one that I used to say, or was that the right one?
No, okay, because Dumois. If you said Moy, I would have laughed.
I don't know. It kind of looks like a moi.
It's a
like
French
M-O-I.
Word, and so is de.
Oh, it's okay.
De moi, to me, yeah.
Wow, that makes so much sense. Anyway, I hate that account. They have always pissed me off. I don't know why people trust it as a source. I don't know why people are even into it. Mm-hmm. It's like a slap in the face to real journalists who have to vet stuff and like fact check before they can put a story out. Did you see what happened this week?
Oh, did you see what happened this week? Who are you talking to right now?
I know. And when I said it, I was like, God damn. Well, you didn't look animated in the conversation. So I was like, maybe she doesn't know.
I'm just an eepy, sleepy girl, but I am animated about it in my heart. Because it's evil. It's literally evil. I think it's really fucked up and such an invasion of the privacy of these people who are real people. as much as we like to talk about celebrities, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they do a lot of like gross rumors about women. Yes. Like specifically, they try to make women look really bad. I know there was, and like,
it's a woman, isn't it? Who runs the account?
I think so. I think that they, are they not anonymous anymore? I think that they might not be, because they do a podcast.
They went on
now.
Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, yeah.
show. It was just like, oh, the whole thing. And then Taylor's publicist having to make a statement being like, you're lying and you're hurting people. Which I think they're building like a case, because
I hope so.
Some of the language that was used, I was like, oh, just giving defamation.
It's about time. Like, you've got to learn eventually.
You have to like prove damages. And so by saying like this is causing trauma and pain, like that's sort of proving, that's like putting that in the record, like the public record. But yeah, you know what is funny though? And this is like tea just for the besties, like just for you guys, just for you, from a trusted source close to Taylor. What's kind of funny is I know that she likes to send incorrect blind items to her friends, like incorrect rumors about them when she sees it on Demois.
Oh, yeah.
Like she's,
I think
she
the
likes
Kardashians
doing it.
Did that too.
Yeah. She like sends them to her friends when she sees them. But it must, so I'm guessing it must be all the time that like the things that are on there are completely false, but people really take them as totally true. And I think that that's
a good point. It could be like a celebrity did send that to a friend, but it was a false rumor to see who was leaking stuff or something.
Sure.
Like, if this person really does have sources or whatever, which I'm sure they do have some, but it's like, even still, a lot of it seems to have started from just random people DMing them and saying they knew somebody.
Mm-hmm. Like, one thing about me, I'm ethical. I would never go to Demois with the things I know.
We would just talk about them.
I just talk about them publicly on the podcast.
We would stand behind it.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a huge update, and this like blew my mind. This rocked my world. It rocked my shit. Last week we had a roadside attraction, the $59 million wedding of the car dealership heiress. And you will never believe what happened. We said something shady was afoot. Mm-hmm. We didn't guess. Just, I honestly think that the truth is worse than what thought it was.
Yeah.
So the man that she was marrying was just arrested for opening fire on a group of policemen.
Slay. And I didn't read
all the information, but I have to imagine that there's something within that family that's dark. And we knew it. And we knew that there was something dark within them.
Oh, I'm not surprised at all. Like, something is definitely fucked up there. And I don't even think that's the only thing that's going to come out. I think that's part one of the 10 things that will come up out about these people. Which,
it's part one.
By the way, like, why would you so publicly have this gigantic wedding if your family clearly has some shady shit?
I was just thinking that. I think they're going to regret drawing attention to themselves.
Yeah.
Because I think that there are skeletons in that closet, and they're getting tugged on real quick.
Real quick.
Why would you do something so stupid after just having a $60 million wedding? You, like, decide to ruin your life? I mean, maybe they're just really sad. Maybe he was like, I mean, he didn't die, which let's talk about
how. You think it was like a suicide by cop situation?
I don't know necessarily if that's what I think. I just think that, like, he was probably depressed. How, like, if you're going to risk your life after right after getting married, like, there's got to be some kind of weird feelings going on there. But
or drugs.
It made me want to ask you what your thoughts about prenups are. Because I was like, if she's the one coming into this with, well, I don't know how many millions they have left. Probably not as many, but I don't know. They could be in Sweden or something like that.
The Bahamas.
Is he going to get half of that after being a crazy person?
I'm sure they signed a prenup. I'm hope sure. They signed with a that, prenup. When that kind of money's on the table, like, am I going to sign a prenup? Probably not. I don't have that kind of money. But, like, if you're, like, a billionaire and you're marrying someone with three doll hairs to their name, you protect your assets. Like, I get it.
You're pro prenup?
I think I'm pro prenup, yeah. In the right circumstances, I think it makes sense.
I have a... so I think you could have a prenup for money you had before the marriage, but any money that you make after getting married, no matter like what the situation is, should be split.
Yeah,
that's how
I
feel
agree
about
with
it.
You. I think that if you have assets or you have money that is yours before the marriage, like, you shouldn't... Mm-hmm. That shouldn't be... Like, if I owned a house in the Hamptons, I'd be like, yeah,
right,
we're signing a prenup for that because that's mine. Like, Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, I agree. I get it. I think I used to be super anti-prenup, but then I was like, well, you know, things happen. And apparently in California, like, even if there was cheating, that doesn't affect, like there's, like, a no-fault clause divorces. Yeah, no-fault divorce. So, like, it doesn't even matter if someone fucks up like that. That's crazy. I would protect. But my prenup wouldn't be, like, an all-out prenup.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? It would be, like, both of us, whatever we have going in is ours. Whatever we do after this point is shared.
Yeah, because, isn't that the point of a marriage? To grow together.
Yeah, because you're only able to do that because of the other person doing other things.
Exactly. That makes sense. Well, there's like that shared labor. You know, I had it, and I'll ask you this because this was like an interesting thought experiment. We had this conversation at dinner last night, but like when you imagine, like if you close your eyes and you imagine a perfect day in your perfect future where everything has sort of gone perfectly and you found your path and you figured out how, you know, say that everything was figured out, like, and you woke up in the morning, it was your perfect life and your perfect day. Like, what does that look like? Like, what do you do in the morning? And like, what do you do with your day? And, you know, where do you live? And what do you do for work? You know, like, imagining that perfection, like the perfect day in the future where you figured everything out. And what does that look like? It was actually weirdly helpful for me to help figure out, well, what do I see my future? What would I like for my future?
Well, that kind of reminds me of the exercise we did a while ago that's like, yes, if you had no fears, like, what would you do?
Yeah.
Like, it's good, I think, to imagine those things, because if you aren't ever thinking about that, like, it's hard. And I'm not saying, like, ooh, this will manifest it. If you just, about it, it'll just manifest it. But it's good to think about those things, just like having a five-year plan is, mm-hmm, because you want to know, like, what's the goal here? And if you don't have anything like that, it's hard to care about stuff. It's hard to, like, be excited to do things.
It's really good to have like long-term goals and then medium-term goals and short-term goals, yeah, and the short and medium-term goals should correspond with your long-term goals. And if they don't, that, right, might be why you feel a little bit crazy or you feel untethered or unmoored or something, because you're like, what am I even doing any of this for, mm-hmm, if you don't have that ideal future in mind. And I like the prompt of like, in a future where you figured it, right, out, because even if you don't know right now, it's a future where you figured that out. Mm-hmm. What does it look like for you? And then that's something to work towards.
Yeah, I love that. I think that that's a beautiful exercise. I mean, obviously having long-term, short-term goals and things like that is super obvious. But then I feel like those things are important to remind people of and to like repeat. Because even those things that feel obvious and like things your parents snagged you about when you were 12, like, we still might not be doing them.
Yeah, or not really know what it means. Like, what does it mean to have a five-year plan? Like, what does it mean to have like long-term goals? And it can look like that simple. Like, to have a, mm-hmm, beautiful green kitchen one day.
Yeah, I think any kind of planning where you can just remove the anxiety from it and be like, no, I'm going to pretend that that's not an issue, mm-hmm, in this ideal world. Like you said, like, I'm going to have it figured out. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to have any fears about it. What would it be?
Yeah.
And then what are actual things that I can do
to get me closer to that eventuality?
Yeah.
I think it's just a beautiful thing.
And one of
them
is pivoting to video.
But is it? And that's the question.
Yeah, so stupid. I'm going to make sourdough bread and I'm really excited about it.
Huge for you. My mom used to make sourdough all the time. Did you get a starter?
We ordered a starter. I ordered a starter on Amazon that's like a 260-year-old sourdough starter.
Sly.
Because I guess the older it is, the better it is, like the most, mm-hmm, more flavorful it is. And once you have it, you have to feed it like every week.
Isn't that weird?
Which is a big commitment.
It's a commitment.
It's a big commitment.
It's a living organism, after all.
But I will be sharing photos, videos.
Do you have a name
unless
for
it flops. Not yet, because I haven't seen it. I have to see it and I have to...
Can
you
I
know,
suggest
reach into my heart?
Flora.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful name, Ellie.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful name for a little girl.
For a little sourdough girl. For a little yeasty girl, Flora.
Yeast is a beautiful name for...
Yeast
okay.
is a beautiful name for... What did I... There was a name the other day where I was like, that would be a beautiful name if it wasn't... Oh, lasagna.
Lasagna?
Beautiful name if it wasn't lasagna.
Let me think about it. Let me detach the visuals. Let me detach the emotion. Lasagna. Mm-hmm. Lasagna.
Because it's like Anya and like, it's pretty. Lasagna.
It is. It is. It's pretty. Now I'm getting it. It's now pretty. I'm seeing it.
Yeah.
Upon the first listen,
you're like,
it was,
huh? Yeah, but no, yeah, lasagna.
But then I was like, whoa, lasagna.
Kind of a beautiful name. Beautiful, beautiful name.
Yeah.
It's like how chlamydia is a really pretty word.
Right. No, that one I've always understood.
Yeah. That one honest. Intrinsically. That,
upon first hearing, I said chlamydia is a beautiful name.
Yeah.
Who named that?
Science.
Now, yeast infection was never beautiful.
Never beautiful and correctly not beautiful.
It shouldn't be beautiful, beautifully named.
Mm.
What's the other one? What's the...
Urinary tract infection?
Yeah.
Yeah, also not beautiful.
Not beautiful.
Sorry, chlamydia. Not beautiful.
My mom and I are putting on a show.
Yeah, explain
for
that.
For Christmas. Okay, so... You know how I love inflatable costumes?
Yeah.
So I got a giant inflatable Christmas tree costume, and my mom got an inflatable gingerbread man costume. And my 8-year-old nephew is coming out, so we're going to choreograph a dance to put on and surprise him with it. And I think it's going to be amazing.
I think it's going to bang.
I think it's going to blow people's heads out the water. Is that the saying? Blow them out the water.
Yeah.
Just blow them out the water.
Yeah.
No, blow their heads off.
Yeah. They're both. You sort of combined them, which has a name, by the way, when you combine two colloquialisms, but I don't remember what it is.
Huh. Write in. Actually, we can just Google it.
Yeah,
you don't
we'll
have to write
just
in.
Google it, but you can write in if you really want to. Because I appreciate when you give us updates on things like the Super Size Me guy.
Yeah, I love getting updates. Oh, what update did we get on the Super Size Me guy?
That he had struggled with alcoholism and that was a big part of his weight gain. And yes. He didn't disclose it at all during the thing.
Like from a young age or something, yeah. I think you said. Yeah. He had struggled with alcohol. Yeah. And you know what? That's often the issue with these self-help books or documentaries. Mm-hmm. They'll give you a study and they'll not do all the facts. Mm-hmm. They'll leave it out. Mm. And that's what you call the Stanford Prison Experimentism.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for my Jewish queen.
Okay.
Are green and red holiday like colors or specifically Christmas colors?
So I think this is a really good question.
Okay.
I think that they're Christmas colors, but I don't know why. Like because Hanukkah has like blue and white and those are, but sort of red and green is... That's, but then again, there's silver bells.
But because green and red aren't associated with Christianity. They're just associated
confusing.
With Christmas.
That's why I'm like, I don't know. But also like the tree isn't associated with Christianity. It's associated with the holiday, right?
Right.
So like maybe it's just one of those things.
I think it just depends on the family if the tree is involved.
Mm-hmm.
I think... Oh my God, this is one of those situations where I'm going to speak about things I have no idea. This is like a guess, mind you. Mm-hmm. Before I say this, it's guesswork. I feel like the tree started as a Christmas thing.
So it didn't. Wasn't it a pagan thing?
Oh, well, yeah. Like, I think before any of our holidays, there were the pagan versions. And,
right.
Like,
so,
shit
yeah,
like that.
Totally, totally. So here's the thing. To answer your question, I think it's just a Christmas thing, but
okay.
I don't know why. I don't know who picked red and green. I don't know if that was a Hallmark thing. That's possible.
Probably often.
You know,
that
often
seems to be
many
the case.
Such cases.
But it would be actually, I love finding things where it's like, yeah, even people 1,000 years ago were doing red and green, you know,
or Christmas.
Holidays
or even
Christmas
winter.
Can't have lasted that long.
Right.
Should we look into this?
We'll
would this be
to
interesting
look
to look into? Like the origin of red and green.
Mm-hmm. It does interest me.
We could probably also ask Julia. I feel like she often knows these things.
I do feel like she knows.
I think that's all I have to catch up on. Is there anything else you wanted to catch up on? You got a flu shot.
I did get a flu shot and my arm really hurts. But the guy was really, really nice. And he was like, don't tense up because it hurts more if you tense up. And I'm like, how do you not tense up? Also, now that you said don't tense up, I'm obviously going to tense up. And so he was like, just put your arm down. Like, don't rest it on the arm thing. Just like... have it hanging and that helps you keep it loose. And it really didn't hurt that much and now it hurts.
Yeah. I'm sorry that you went through that, but get your flu shot, you guys. Being sick, it's hard. It's hard, it's nasty, it's wrong.
Ooh, and the flu is miserable.
Yeah, you miss out on life.
Well,
should we pull over?
I think we should pull over on over to the Mega Mall, which is off the side of the road.
Yeah. Wait. There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Like, how do you want to be remembered? Or, what was it like when you first learned how to ride a bike? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with the story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already knew, or be surprised by stories you've never heard before. After a year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. I lost 3 of my 4 grandparents by the time I was 6 years old, so knowing that my future children and grandchildren would be able to get to know my parents on a personal level means everything to me. Families love Storyworth. That's why it has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years, Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/Ellie. That's storyworth.com/Ellie to save $10 on your first purchase.
This show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Late Night Drive with Ellie and Michaela is brought to you by BetterHelp. So I love therapy. I have always been a huge advocate for therapy. I've been seeing my therapist for, gosh, going on 6 years now. So she's basically like a homie, less of a therapist, more of a pal. Just kidding. She actually is really, really good at her job. And I have benefited immensely from therapy. I literally feel like I wouldn't be the woman that I am today if I didn't have therapy as a resource. I think it's so good to help you work through not only like your daily problems and, you know, your work issues or your friend issues, your relationship issues, but also like work through things that have been patterns in your life that maybe you've identified but don't really know how to fix. Or things like phobias, anxieties, things that you feel like you have a lack of control over. Therapy can be really helpful in making you feel like you do actually have control because you have more control than you think that you do. But I know that it is not easy for everybody to access therapy. And that's why I love today's sponsor, BetterHelp, because, there are states in America even where there's like 2 therapists that take insurance, you know, like it's really, really important to have access to mental health and not everybody does. And BetterHelp makes it super, super easy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give it a try. It is entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So get it off your chest, whatever it is, with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/LND today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/LND.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Oh my God, did you ever go to those little Santa's Villages places?
Oh yeah.
Wow. That was like, they went real I want to find another one of those. Mm-hmm. We used to have to drive really far in Colorado to get to one, but it was like in the forest and it was like called the North Pole, which I'm sure all of them are. And it was really fucking cute and everything was Christmas themed. Best times. Love it. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about.
No, it is not what we're talking about. We're doing a little miniature holiday gift guide. Just having a loose little chat for y'all about things that would make some good gifts, because I know personally, it's like all year I think about, oh, I could get that for somebody or I could get that for somebody. And then the time comes and I go, I can't think of one single fucking thing to get somebody.
Absolutely.
So I thought we'd just start the conversation because now is the time to be buying some
holiday
stuff.
Right, and we did get this requested.
Oh.
And if we wait any longer, it's going to be too late. Mm-hmm. So I think one of the most frequently asked question is what to get a dad. And I've got some in there. But I'm going to start with my under $10 present.
Wow.
Which is, and you'll be shocked to hear this from me, Amazon Basics emergency seatbelt cutter and window hammer tool 2-pack for $8.54. Two of them. You can put them in two people's
stockings.
Stocking is the word. And yeah, you can do that. And then I've got one for a son to buy a mother, because I think that sometimes if you're a son, you don't know like what brands your mom might like. Like,
yeah.
I feel like dads are harder to buy for, but then if you're a guy buying for your mom, I don't know. So face masks from Loops or Dr. Jart, around $50. Good present, because they're always used. Even if she already has some, she'll still use these ones. They're a good brand. She'll be happy with it. Not too expensive, right in that middle range.
Sweet spot, sort of.
Gender neutral a present, but kind of expensive here. But this is a good one. I got this for my dad. A towel warmer.
Ooh, that's luxurious.
Such a lovely experience.
Yeah.
A lovely experience. It is about $100 to $150. You can find one for like $70, but it's not the highest rated, like 4.4 on Amazon. I got one of these for me as well. Let me tell you, blew my socks off. Gender neutral present here. You can get this for anybody if you love them a lot. And it's really comforting. It makes you feel very high class and luxe. Okay, a couple more dad present ideas here. Groupon wine tours or Etsy personalized items. Tile brand trackers for phone, wallet, and keys, because I know dads be losing
things. They do be losing things.
That's my list.
That's some good shit.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. This will be on the social media.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, if you don't have an Owala water bottle or no one in your life does yet, you have to get one. I'm sorry. It's just that I'm at a point at this point where I've talked about it every week. If you don't have one yet, I don't know what you're doing. This water bottle has changed my life. Not to evangelize about the water bottle again, but it literally is the best thing that's ever happened to me. I love it desperately, honestly. Okay. You know, if you wanted to get a good gift for a woman in your life, or anyone who's a candle lover, you can get a Track 5 candle. That's a great gift. They're only $28. Yeah. And they burn and they last a long time. And it's a good burn. And I do have two new ones coming out very soon. So that's something. Okay. So if you just need a stocking stuffer for someone in your life who loves makeup, the Tarte Maracuja Lip Plumping Stuff is great. I think they're like $17. And it's just it's a good thing. It's trendy. The TikTok girlies are using them. For dads, every dad wants a Yeti mug. If you haven't gotten your dad one yet, this is the year, because I have had to get one for every male in my family. They all want one. It's like the number one most requested gift for men or something. I don't know.
Wow.
A Yeti mug. I don't know why they like it, but they get very excited by it, and they're very masculine. If you need a special gift for someone, and this is very niche, but if you're maybe someone who's lost somebody recently, or, you know, I got this for my mom. Her grandmother had died a couple years before this, but I found a note from my grandmother, my great-grandmother, her grandmother, that had "love you" on it in her handwriting, in my great-grandma's handwriting.
Oh.
So I got my mom a little gold bar necklace that had "love you" in her grandma's handwriting. It was a really lovely gift. Like $60 on Etsy. If that's, you know, that could be something really special for somebody if you're looking for something special. I would say massage gift cards go over very well.
Oh, that's big. Yeah. That's big. Because it feels more personal than like a regular money massage or a regular money gift card.
Yeah, it feels personal. It feels like, hey, I want you to treat yourself, get yourself something. If you have any Gen Z or Gen Alpha cousins, get them the Alex Earl like phone light. It's like $19 on Amazon.
Yeah.
For grandmothers, nice bath stuff or like a good hand cream. They love that shit. And here's just a little bonus gift that like moms love, or maybe just for you if your grandparents are asking for what to get you maybe. So, and other stories.
Oh, Storyworth. Or is that not what you're
saying? No, I'm just going to say there's this brand called And Other Stories. They're mostly a clothing brand, but they also have like body products. And I don't know what it is that they did here, but they have a scent that's called Pearl de Coco. It's the exact same scent as the Sol de Janeiro stuff.
Love that scent. Same. That's a life-changing scent.
And it's a life-changing scent. And this stuff is $20 as opposed to like the $60 that you would be spending on that. And it's the same. It's exactly the same. It's crazy. And it's beautiful and it's gold and it's shiny. So like that's a lovely gift as well, just to get that set.
I love that. One of the things the necklace reminded me of, my mom got me a pie plate with her pie recipe written in her handwriting etched onto it, and that's the best gift I've ever gotten. So that, if there's any like family recipe or just something that's sentimental, and our sponsor Storyworth.
Oh, that's a good gift too.
I love that as well. Very personal, if you haven't heard the news. Okay, so should we answer a couple more questions that we got on the Instagram?
Absolutely. Let's answer some questions.
Okay, so this one kind of fits the theme of what we're talking about, and we've gotten this a few times since we started the podcast. Everyone else seems to love their boyfriend's family, but what if you don't? And someone else asked about like seeing their partner's family for the holidays, like that kind of vibe. And I've never experienced this, but I have had a boyfriend that my family didn't like. Not the most recent one. The one that cheated on me. Yeah, then I think they knew. They never told me that they knew. Did I ever tell you that they, like, knew that he didn't take care of our dogs when he said that he did? While they were out of town. And they were, like, going to pay him to watch our dogs. And he was like, yeah, I came. And then my mom came home and the dogs were covered in shit because he, like, didn't actually let them out. And then I asked him about it. And he was like, oh, my God, they must have done that after I left. I totally was going. But then later when I found out that my parents had video cameras, they finally admitted to me that they knew he didn't come to the house because they, like, saw on the cameras. Can like, a year later, I found that out. So they didn't love that man. They didn't love him.
They did not love him.
I think, like, first of all, there are plenty of reasons that your family or your partner's family can dislike you without it being valid. I think we've seen a lot of like things on Twitter recently about parents just kind of hating their daughter-in-laws, having like a weird complex about their son's girlfriend or fiance or wife. And that's tough. That's so tough. I think number one is having a really candid conversation with your partner before you go there, being like, I really need you to have my back in these conversations. I need you to like stick up for me. I don't want you to get mean or like start a fight, but I would like to feel that I'm not alone in this situation.
That's a beautiful if anything way to happens. Put that. Yeah.
And I think don't drink while you're there.
That's probably a good idea too.
Be a little careful. I'm really bad at this because I'll take stuff and I won't say anything, and then I'll snap and say one thing that's just like absolutely inappropriate instead of just kind of being passive aggressive the whole time and making little comments that are kind of technically okay, like you can get away with it without people being like, I cannot believe she said this one horrid thing.
Right.
You've got to really watch yourself, watch your temper. Don't give them ammo. You know what I mean? Don't give them. But if you're being disrespected, I think it's okay to say, this feels disrespectful to me.
And I also think my opinion, it's okay to expect that your partner would stick up for you.
Yeah, you that know? They would say it. Yeah.
You know, my mom always says, like, when you get married, you don't just marry that person, you marry their family too. Mm-hmm. And so that's definitely something to be aware of, that, like, there's a chance you end up in a situation where they have a crazy family that, I mean, all of our families are crazy, you know, but, like, it's very possible that they have a family that you are not going to get along with.
Right. And can you handle that? Like, is it worth it? Are you okay with that? How often are you going to have to see them? Like, how close do they live?
Like, my mom did not like my dad's family, but they weren't close. Like, my dad and his parents, you know, I saw my grandparents like twice in my whole life before they died, you know, like that's so it was doable. I don't know. I just don't I can't imagine how hard that would be. So if you're going through that and that's something that you're dealing with right now, I'm so sorry. Like, that sounds awful.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, because, like, that's supposed to be one of the upsides, I think, of marrying someone or just being with someone, is, like, you get another family that's, like, a support system. They can watch your kids when you need them to. Like, they can take on the burden. And if instead they're going to add stress to all of those stressful family situations, that's really hard.
That's such an interesting thing. Like, why do you think that that happens? Like, why are there so many stories of families not getting along? Or do you think it's just because we only hear about the ones that are really bad that it seems like it's common? But I feel like it is kind of common.
I know that there's, like, a lot of boy moms who have weird complexes. I think we've seen that there's, like, a weird amount of women like that who get kind of weird. I don't know. I think my family, even when they haven't liked my partners, they've been very nice to them.
Of course.
They've always been super friendly and made them feel welcome. And I don't know, if I think I would only be mean to my children's dating whatever if they were, like, actually horrible people and I really wanted them to break up. So I don't know. It's hard to think about how so many people can kind of get bitchy like that, even if they're nice in other ways. I was just gonna say, I do think though that, like, the responsibility does fall more on the one who's related to them to, like,
absolutely they should be defending you. And I think on your end, you know, go into it with the expectation that, like, it's probably gonna be different from, like, your family's experience. I would just, if you know that they're, like, a finicky kind of bunch, like, just try not to rock the boat. Just try to go along with things, as long as they're not, like, actively disrespecting you. Like, it's okay to be like, this is fucking weird, I don't like this, in your own head, while, you know, kind of letting things lie. But obviously, if things get to a really bad point, like, that's a conversation you probably should have with your partner beforehand. Like, this is too far. Or, you know, maybe your mother-in-law always makes a comment about your weight, like, and you have to be like, if she makes that comment again, like, you need to say something because it's disrespectful. Right. Yeah.
Also, to give you a little hope, I do have, like, family members that I know parts of the, because my mom has 7 siblings. So we have, like, a lot of different nuclear families going on. But I know that, like, people didn't like someone when they were a girlfriend, but, like, over the course of the marriage and them having kids, they've started to like them more and they've, like, gotten closer and gotten past it. So I do think that unless they're absolutely horrible to you and there's no shot that things could get better, there is a chance that, like, once they realize, okay, this is serious, she's not going anywhere or he's not going anywhere, and, like, my child seems happy and, you know, this is the person that they're spending their life with, they might make more of an effort and then start to see you in a better light and things can get better.
Right, because theoretically, all a parent should want is for their kid to be happy.
Yeah. Maybe you just make them miserable and their family's picking up on that.
Could be. Could be maybe you've got bad vibes.
Maybe you just have terrible vibes. No, I would never. Oh, my God. That's, like, the meanest thing you can say to someone. That's is that an you awful have really bad say. Vibes.
Like, even, like, okay, like, my brother, like, if he ever brought someone home, like, he and I aren't close, but, like, I'd like to see him happy. You know, I would.
Right. And you would be nice to the girl.
I would be nice to the girl. It's not her fault she's dating my brother, you know, or guy.
Can we think of anything else to say to these people?
No, just good luck, dude. Like, it's hard. Good luck. You're not crazy. Don't let them gaslight you.
Yeah, Don't let that happen. And if your partner is someone who's like, oh no, my mom didn't do anything wrong. She didn't say, I think you should worry about that more than the family themselves. Like
yeah.
How your partner reacts, I would pay attention to that in the aftermath.
Absolutely.
Also.
Yes.
Because if they don't have your back, like that's the person who needs to have your back the most.
Yeah, totally. It doesn't, if your mother-in-law doesn't like you, fine, as long as her son does.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what app do you want to bring back and make popular again?
What a good question. Weirdly, this is going to sound weird, but Vine. Like, I feel like I like the 6-second time limit. Like, I feel like it was more innovative.
Like you think there's space for there to be TikTok and Vine? Yeah,
I think that there's room for it to be two different types of thing.
I kind of miss the idea of MySpace. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that MySpace could come back and replace Facebook. And also, I just miss, in general, when apps were messier. Like, I tweeted about this recently.
You did.
But like, the MySpace top 6, when Snapchat showed who your best friends
that
were.
That was crazy.
When Instagram was showing who you were liking and who you were following. Like, all of that stuff, I miss that. We need to insert that
back
into
an app. We need more mess. Yeah, you're right. We need more mess. I also would bring back, God, what was that app? Oh, it was like Pinterest Lite. Oh, my God. I don't remember what it was called. Wanello?
Oh, wait. Want, is it the one love. That was just photos?
Yeah, and it was just, and you could buy stuff, I think, also.
I don't know. That might not be what I'm thinking of. There was like...
Yeah, what was the one that was just photos and like...
It was just photos and people would have it in their Instagram bios for some reason.
It was like a... Yes. What was that? And there were filters on it and people would use the filters.
And it was like, I feel like it kind of gotten pushed aside by stories because it was sort of like...
It was sort of ephemeral like that.
It was selfies, but it wasn't like as good as like, I'm going to put this on my Instagram feed.
Yeah. Oh, I never
had it. But
it
was very like, it was very aesthetic.
It was so aesthetic. Bring it back.
We're going to remember. It. I'm going to remember tonight.
I don't remember.
It's going to be late.
I don't remember any apps really other than, I mean, I don't know what I was using.
Like Doodle Jump.
I feel like all the apps I used, I still use.
The Kim Kardashian game.
Okay, that I'm not allowed to use.
You're not allowed to use that. I remember the first time I got an iPhone. Oh, it was really cool that there were mirror apps.
Yeah, and like I was so into that.
Flashlight apps and like just basic things that like seemed really cool.
Well, it was
but
cool
it was
because
just...
you always had it in your pocket. Like that was new. That was brand new.
It was new at the time. And then there was like a roller coaster app, and that was the first time I had like a handheld motion detecting thing that like if I put it to the left, like the cart would move to the left. I thought it was so cool. Are we aging ourselves?
We're aging ourselves, but I remember when iPhone had an app that was just popping bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Like that, people were very excited by that.
That went double platinum.
Yeah.
No features.
Yeah, yeah. There was one that was like a lighter.
I would actually love to hear other people's... because I feel like we're not thinking of things. I would love to hear people's thoughts on this. If there's an app you'd like to bring back. Or like a website or something like that.
A website now.
Oh, Club Penguin,
GirlsGoGames.com. There are just not websites for kids that are like just for kids anymore, I swear. And probably there are if you're actually a kid. But I just miss there being spaces for little girls to play games.
My scene. That was the
My
best.
Scene was the fucking... I would still play My Scene right now.
There weren't even that many options, but I could spend hours upon hours and it lasted a long time that I was going on My Scene.
Oh, yeah. I loved dress-up games, too. Like, dressupgames.com. Still do.
Addictinggames.com.
Addictinggames.com. I don't think it exists anymore. Because all those Flash games are gone.
Because
they got rid of Flash.
That's so fucking sad.
That's what I would bring back. Bing. Oh. Yeah, I'm having a fucking stroke. That's what I would bring back. Flash. I would just bring back Flash. So I could play all my little games.
Let me test it really fast. Addictinggames.com. Okay, they do have a website. But I don't know if it's like all the same ones.
You can't that play used a lot have. Of the
they
old
look
ones.
Different.
Yeah, like you can't.
Oh, they've got Bloons Tower Defense on there. I love Bloons Tower Defense. I play that all the
you
fucking
silly
time.
Silly girl.
I love that game.
Silly girl.
Okay. Do you know what mulch TikTok is? If not, I think you'd be interested.
Right. I've heard rumblings about mulch TikTok, but I don't know anything about it. Also, I'll say this. Maybe it is something I'd be into, but I don't care for mulch.
Whoa.
I'll say it. I think it's stinky, and I don't think it looks that nice.
No. You're thinking of fertilizer.
I'm thinking of mulch. I think it has a very distinct odor. It does.
Mulch smells nice.
Mulch, to me, stinky. Don't like it. It has a really sharp scent I don't like.
Oh, my God. I have, like, so many memories of back when we had yards and didn't live in California. We would go to the mulch yard once a year and go get our new mulch for the year. And then we would all, as a family, spread the mulch around the yard.
Okay.
Have you never spread mulch? You've never gone to a mulch yard, gotten the mulch, and spread it?
I'll be honest. That's not an experience I've ever had. Maybe if I had those experiences, I wouldn't think it was stinky, but I do. I don't like the way it smells.
Oh, my God. And there were all kinds of different mulch. Mm. And you would look at the piles and be like, what shade of mulch is speaking
yeah,
to me
what's speaking
this
to
year?
Me. Yeah.
And it was hard to bring back. You had to, like, get a truck to follow you home with all of your mulch. And then they would drop it down and you would shovel it, you know?
No, I'm loving
it. I haven't seen mulch TikTok, but it seems like
I'd be
more interested than you.
It seems like you would be really into it. Like, I think this person was right about you being really into mulch talk.
People can really tell which one of us is talking on the Instagram.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I don't know if you've ever posted on the Instagram, though.
I haven't. That's
so
why, because
like,
they know it's you.
but like, I think that I often use weird capitalization and like a lot of ellipses.
You do.
Like, I
you
think
have
that
a really distinct turn of phrase.
And you do as well.
I do. We both have very distinct turn. Mm-hmm.
So I think that even if you were posting on the Instagram,
people would know
people
that it
would
was me.
Know if it was, yeah.
Maybe we can do an experiment.
We should do an experiment. I'd love for you to post on the Instagram one of these days. Just a story. Just
yeah.
a little story. Maybe like
a little story.
Just like check in on, you know,
just like,
and
hey,
see
girls.
If they can tell.
Yeah.
So you guys should watch out on the Instagram. If you see a story that feels like this might be Ellie in the
comment,
next week.
Is this Ellie?
Comment, is this Ellie? Because apparently some people can't DM us, but if you reply to a story, you can.
Okay, slay.
Should we do one more
yeah,
or should we move on to the tarot card?
Let's do one more. How about how to not be crusty in the winter? That
lotion.
Was one of them, right?
Lotion.
That was crazy.
It is one of the questions, but lotion.
Okay.
No, I am running my humidifier because it is a little bit more dry.
Mm-hmm.
I am using like hair oils because my hair is a little more dry.
Yeah.
What was the other thing? I feel like, exfoliating.
Definitely
for sure.
Exfoliating. I like to do, in the summer, I don't do this as much because it's a bit overkill. But in the winter, I do the lotion oil combo. I get an oil that smells like the lotion.
Right.
And you have to do one after the other. Lotion first, then oil. And it is.
The oil really locks it in.
It really locks that moisture in. But I also think like being dry and crusty in terms of makeup, hot take. This is my hot take because I think that people think of like summer makeup as very like not wearing a lot of makeup, right? Because you're sweating. Mm. I also think when it's really cold, you don't want to be like caking on foundation because your skin is.
Oh, because it gets drier.
It's dry
in there. Yeah.
And you can see dry patches and you can tell that it's kind of on there. I would go with truly not even cream products, like as little makeup in the winter as you can get away with because you can see it. Like you can see it more in the winter.
Yeah. And more sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like sometimes we think we don't need as much sunscreen in the winter.
Need it.
And that's part of why you're getting drier is
and
because
crusty.
You're not wearing sunscreen. Yeah. And crusty.
And crusty.
Mind
oh,
you.
Lip masks or using like something for bedtime, like before bed. Because, oh
yeah.
My God, I don't know about you.
Laneige has a good one. Laneige, yeah.
And
mask.
If you need a dupe. the e.l.f. one, the e.l.f. Holy Hydration Lip Mask. It's pretty good. It's good. And my lips get crazy in the winter. So I do spring for like, I'm not even going cute in the winter. Like I'm Blistex. Like I'm like round the clock Blistex. Because if I don't, my lips look like it's a bad situation. And did you know? Okay. Did you know that if your lips are chapped for too long, it's like they start getting flat. Like they start, you know, like my lips look thinner when I don't. When they're not hydrated.
Moisturized.
Yeah. Then.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Because they're not plump.
They're
and
not
what's plump? Plump is a little
moist
bigger.
Moist and dewy and big.
Oh, and dare I say my number one, aloe-infused fuzzy socks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Always.
Wow.
Every time.
Do you get dry
feet?
You
gotta get a fresh batch every year. It's not necessarily that I get dry feet. I just get really cold feet. And then the aloe infused ones are even better than just regular fuzzy socks.
And dare I say, aloe infused tissues, because if your nose is going to be drip dripping in the winter.
Exactly.
Yes, aloe infused because it gets chapped. And then guess what? Crusty nose and your makeup is not going to stick on that.
Honestly, I just use a lot of like Aquaphor, regular Aquaphor for a lot of things.
Yeah,
like,
Aquaphor is a multi-purpose. You can even do makeup with Aquaphor.
What?
If you put it on your lashes, it gives them definition without it like clumps them and lifts them a little bit. If you put it on your cheek, obviously it can look like a highlight. Aquaphor makeup.
Oh my God.
It's amazing.
Oh my God. You know what? Let's do a tarot card reading. Let's do a traffic report.
Yeah, beep beep.
Beep beep. Beep beep. Beep 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 beep. Did you see the video of James Charles as Lucy Gray?
No.
Oh my God, it's horrible. I have to send it to you right now.
Okay.
Wait. I can't believe you didn't see this.
I wasn't on social media for like the last 4 days, literally. Like, this is the longest I've been without actually checking socials. There's so many YouTube videos I want to watch. It's crazy.
Did he even go to work?
Well, he didn't work on Friday. And
where's James
or
Charles?
Today. So we were together Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And he left today.
Oh, wait, but here it is. Wait. Oh, this is so funny. Wait. I want to hear your reaction. No, like I want you to watch it, and I want to hear your reaction to it
on screen.
Yes, please.
Okay, so Michaela has sent me James Charles channels Lucy Gray in new TikTok.
Yeah, doesn't stun, mind you.
Yes.
I don't know why he doesn't look like. Bad, but it's so unsettling.
Definitely a jump scare.
It's his expression. It's dark-sided.
Yeah, it's there's something demonic about it.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You
yeah no I forever and always will agree with you on that, queen. So what do we need to know this winter? What's our vibe? How do we not see crusty this winter cards? How do we not get the ugly girl blues this winter? Ooh, okay. Well, the card I pulled is the High Priestess. Love pulling Major Arcana. It's got a pomegranate on it. It is reversed, but I think High Priestess is like, she's very powerful. You know, she's sort of a business bitch. She's sort of a CEO. The High Priestess is about intuition. So yeah. When it's reversed, it's like you're placing restrictions on yourself. You're not using your intuition. Maybe you have a secret. Like there's a little blockage in you mentally that is not allowing you to live your best life or move to your full potential. And I actually think it could be, it kind of relates back to what we were talking about in the beginning.
I was
where
just
like,
thinking that.
If you visualize your life, assuming everything went perfectly, it could be helpful to you to remove some of those blocks. I don't know.
You're like spiritually congested.
Yeah. That's a beautiful way to put that. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. Because I, in my head, I first thought of the word constipated and I said, absolutely not.
I'm spiritually constipated. Speaking of constipated, let me just say, and I hope that he's stopped listening by now because he does listen to this podcast. I didn't poop for like 5 days. I cannot have a man living with me. It's crazy. I had to poop in a restaurant last night because I just was like, I cannot be near this because like, it's crazy.
And your bathroom is so
right
close
outside
to your
my
room.
Door.
There's no hiding it. You need to like say you're going to take a shower.
Yeah, that's a good strategy. But
and I fit it into the shower time.
Yeah, but the problem what had happened was then my body kind of got stage fright because I was right. like, listen, yeah. you have to poop right now.
A time limit. Yeah,
you know,
exactly,
and
yeah.
it just was
yeah.
like no.
Birthday pigs. Hey, birthday pigs.
Hey,
birthday
girls.
Pigs. Step on up. Curtis, Katie, Maya, Nathan, Flower Pig, Georgia, Zachary. We could maybe put this to the 12 days of Christmas at some point. On the first day of Christmas, a birthday pig named Curtis came to me, Katie, Maya, Nathan, Flower Pig, Georgia, and Zachary. Birthday pigs.
Yeah.
Curtis, Katie, Maya, Nathan, Flower Pig, Georgia, Zachary, Anna.
Partridge and a pear tree.
Ellie is back in the workshop. Whatever.
I'm ending the episode right now.
We love you guys so much. Our Instagram is Late Night Drive Pod. Send us things to talk about. We love to see it. Comment on our posts. We need engagement. And you know what? That's on you. It's your burden. You have to take that on and figure out which one of us is posting. Our Patreon, patreon.com/LateNightDrivePod. Mm-hmm. Lots of stuff on there. We're doing an Am I the Asshole Reddit episode this week on there. That's cute and fun. And do you have any other housekeeping, Ellie?
No housekeeping. Like, just like, hope you're having a great holiday season so far.
Totally.
I hope you've got a tree, maybe. I hope you've lit some yummy candles. Yeah, I just hope you're having a great time. And I love you guys. We love you guys so much. You wouldn't believe how much you mean to us. And as always, have a good day. Have a good night wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Hope it's a great one. We will catch you on our very next drive.
Thank you for coming to Late Night Drive. Mm-hmm. We hope you enjoy the ride. Mm-hmm. Oh, I changed the
you
words
did.
On
I
accident.
Saw that. No, it's
I
okay.
I didn't mean
it's
to
okay.
do that.
No, it's
it
okay.
was an accident.
I liked it.
Okay, bye.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.